CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Warmer weather is expected in Central California Thursday and Friday. Not helpful for firefighters battling a wildfire in the Santa Maria area. Correspondent Jason Allen is there and explains why the fire is less than 10% contained.
Air is essential to fighting this fire right now, but there are firefighters on the ground. The problem is getting back to the places where they need to be to fight this fire. There are some roads and some trails. It takes 4x4, but in a lot of places, they need bulldozers to actually cut new trails and roads to get back there. There are some steep cliffs, there are some steep hillsides, and the only way to get to some of those is air.
The fire is threatening around 800 structures. It's the largest wildfire of the season in California, burning more than 80,000 acres. Three people have died and dozens are sick from a Legionnaires' disease outbreak in New York City. CBS's Dr. John LaPook on the most common symptoms.
The symptoms are viral, sort of the usual nonspecific things, aches and pains, fever, sore throat. You can get a headache, you can have nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And then you can get a cough and you can develop pneumonia. And that's when it gets really serious.
A manhunt in Jackson, Tennessee has ended with an arrest. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
After nearly a week-long manhunt, the suspect in a quadruple murder here in Tennessee is finally in custody. 28-year-old Austin Drummond was found in Jackson just hours after Jackson police released Ring camera footage showing him in Jackson trying to get inside either a home or a building in the area.
The victims were the suspect's girlfriend's family members. A motive has not yet been determined. Texas Republicans are asking the FBI to help return state Democrats who left to prevent a vote on congressional redistricting. White House reporter Olivia Rinaldi.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas sent a letter to Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, saying that this is time sensitive. They want to have those Texas Democrats back, and therefore he is asking for the FBI's help to bring them back to this state. That would amount to certainly an escalation in this fight.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has landed in Moscow for meetings with Russian officials. 80 years ago Wednesday, the U.S. dropped a nuclear bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. Here's what news coverage sounded like at the time.
What had been Hiroshima was a white mountain of smoke, and when we saw it first, it was already up to 25,000 feet. About 1,000 feet off the ground, it looked like boiling dust. It extended over most of the city, churning down there.
The U.S. dropped a second atomic bomb 3 days later. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey. And I'm Josh, and we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces. My sauce is the barbecue sauce. If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it. I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce. Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La, 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 la.
There's a dubious-sounding new flavor of ice cream.
Move over, mint chocolate chip. Chuck that chunky monkey. There's a new breast milk ice cream in town.
People donate their breast milk and then you make ice cream?
Okay, to be clear, it's not really made of human breast milk. The flavor of the ice cream is just supposed to taste like it. Now, if you haven't had it since you were a baby or never at all, it's described as sweet, a little salty, smooth, with hints of honey and sprinkles of colostrum. So do people really want to try it?
More of like an intellectual curiosity than an actual like hunger for it.
Their slogan, just like mom used to make. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A hiker is in critical condition after he was rescued on a trail in Phoenix that was closed because of extreme heat. The temperature was well above 100 degrees when he apparently fell and lost consciousness on Camelback Mountain. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear to partly cloudy sky in the overnight with a light breeze and morning lows in the mid and upper 60s. On Wednesday, a mostly sunny sky, a little smoke in the air. Otherwise, east winds and highs in the low to mid 80s. Currently 65 degrees.
Rolling on a river, been a lot of Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I love to take a photograph, so mama, don't take shame. Yeah, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Yeah, Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Show and tell, it's just a game. had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of a velocity nil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden craze. Electric banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
You know what I'm saying.
I need you so.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind. There there's still a part of you left behind.
Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. But I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Ooh.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, yeah, we'll be
say.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. That I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said something. Comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me.
Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Local news and timeless hits. W.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A large wildfire in Central California has consumed over 80,000 acres. CBS News correspondent Jason Allen.
The Gifford Fire, at least, is burning in a remote, mostly forested section of Central California. Hundreds of structures threatened are spread out over a vast area. But erratic winds and extremely dry brush have forestry officials like Fleming Bertelson on edge.
It's hard to predict what the wind's going to do, and that's been that with the fuels has been the primary driver.
Another issue, the number of large fires burning throughout the West. At least three fires in Colorado, sparked by lightning, are growing quickly.
Evacuation orders are in place in some areas. The warmer weather is expected in the region tomorrow and Friday. There's new information about what Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell told the Justice Department. Here's CBS's Jake Rosen.
In her interview with the Justice Department, Maxwell did not implicate President Trump in Jeffrey Epstein's misdeeds and said nothing that would harm the president, according to a source familiar with the contents of the interview.
Maxwell's attorney has appealed to the Supreme Court to try to get her sentence overturned. A new FBI report shows violent crime in the U.S. fell 4.5% last year. CBS's Anna Schechter on a couple reasons why.
I spoke with San Francisco Police Department earlier this year. They credit this kind of marriage of these automated license plate readers and drones for being able to help police respond very quickly, identify the right perpetrator and arrest that perpetrator.
The report shows murder and manslaughter were down almost 15% last year. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has filed suit after Democratic state lawmakers left